This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. Have you ever heard the phrase Facebook suicide? Well, I hadn't until recently. I was reading some comments from Hugh Mackay, the social researcher, highly respected man in Australia. He was talking about our obsession with all things on YouTube or Facebook and other social media. And he says there that he said someone in his extended family committed Facebook suicide. I realised, he said, I'd become a lazy friend, doing everything on Facebook. We were not ringing each other up or meeting for coffee. So I have to disconnect from this. And this was someone related to Hugh Mackay. He says that that person had visited Europe and noticed that in Milan, many young people have actually stopped using social media. The idea is, if they want me, they'll find me. Come and speak with me, face to face. I think it's not an exaggeration to say that social media today has gripped our lives. And for those of us, including me, who are older, new technology can be a challenge. We've got to learn the hard way. We don't have the advantage of being born into this new age. It's been quite an exciting and sometimes difficult journey to learn about social media. Gone are the days of posting a card or a letter. The point is, do we really make personal contact anymore? It's quite easy to send an email or go on Facebook, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's about communication. So Hugh Mackay says, I think we all have become more mindful about the available hours in the day and the amount of time we're spending with a screen. No one would say, my mobile phone is more important to me than my girlfriend, or my mobile phone is more important to me than my family. And as a social researcher, he encourages people to evaluate how much face-to-face communication is really going on. So Hugh Mackay, like many researchers, say about 10% of the total meaning of our conversation can actually be traced to the words we speak, and 90%, that's 90% comes from the tone of our voice or our facial expression, our posture, what we do with our hands, how we look in our clothes, and where we actually are. So unless you live on a desert island somewhere, you're going to mix with people all the time. You can't avoid it. But it's an area that I think we struggle in. For example, getting into a crowded lift, two people talking enter a lift or an elevator, they stop talking and everyone avoids looking at each other. We watch the floor or the numbers on the door. We avoid stepping on other people's shoes. But the elevator or the lift is a symbol of our world today, an impersonal institution where you're expected to mind your own business. Don't talk. It shows that people can be surrounded by other people in a crowd, but not experience any sense of community. We can be part of a company or a church or a club and feel, I'm not really accepted. Let me just quote Hugh Mackay again. I think we would shock ourselves, he said, if we started calculating where our time goes. Where our time goes tells us where our heart really is. Now, I think that's right. Is it because we're becoming more self-centered? Mark Vernon wrote an article in the USA Today. He says, with social networking sites which have grown, the element that's crucial and harder to investigate is the quality of the connections that we nurture. A connection may be just a click away, but cultivating a good friendship is something more. It seems common sense to conclude that friending online nurtures shallow relationships. So his advice is to put down your device, your phone or whatever it is, and to engage with that person. Well, the Christian faith reinforces the idea that we should engage with each other. Even if your health isn't the best, you can still enjoy life. I mean, you can make lots of money, but still be a very lonely person. Your relationships with people can be quite shallow. But it's nothing to do with your money. A poor man with a loving family and with some good friends is far richer. And Jesus said, in answer to the question, which is the greatest commandment of the law? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So a relationship with God is important, but also a loving, nurturing relationships with others is also important. Thank you, dear Lord. We're not made just for the mobile phone. We're made to connect with others. Help us to do that today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.